Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Oh, what a briefing.
Western New York never lived the full pain of a COVID's wrath.
Governor Cuomo has ticked off many a Western New Yorker with his comments Wednesday and his tone during the briefing has many a reporter raising their eyebrows, too.
First of all, let's try not to be obnoxious and offensive in your tone.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716, the COVID report, and what an afternoon it was Wednesday. Western New York, Erie County mostly, anxiously awaited the anticipated announcement by Governor Cuomo on what would happen to the yellow micro-cluster zone. Would it go orange, red? We all now know what the results were as we adjust to life in the orange zone in most of Erie County, yellow for the rest. But what most are recalling from that briefing, the comments the governor made about Western New York in leading up to the status change. Western New York hadn't felt the full wrath of COVID the way downstate New York did.
I believe they didn't have the same level of fear. And what caused so many people in New York to change their behavior? It was the fear. Why do you guys wear the masks now? Oh, because you said we have to, there's a law that says, no, you wear the masks because you're afraid of COVID and because you're concerned about other people, but because you think it's real, because it is real for you. Western New York never felt that same level of reality.
And it didn't stop there. The governor's contentious demeanor continued as a New York reporter sought context on what was happening with New York City schools. There is, I can confirm for you, confusion there, as I've been following the issue pretty closely.
The other day you said, this is the city's decision, they have an agreement at 3%. Today you said, well, I might have to impose an orange zone and I might have to close the schools, which an orange zone does. So what's going on? Does the city still have the ability to close its schools? Are you now taking control and saying that you have the power to make this decision? And for the millions of parents who want to know, are the schools going to open tomorrow in New York City?
All right. First of all, let's try not to be obnoxious and offensive in your tone, because you're 100% wrong. These laws have all been in effect for months. I've always said we set initial parameters, and then the school district picked a percent within those parameters. New York City picked 3%. We announced the Orange Zone law over a month ago. I don't know if you were here or if you were paying attention, but that has been in effect for over a month. It always said if by the state's numbers you hit 3%, the schools close. What's going on here is nothing that the law hasn't said for over a month. We then had the test out procedures. If you were paying attention, you would have known we closed the schools in New York City 2 weeks ago. Remember when we did an orange zone and a red zone in Brooklyn and Queens, and we closed the schools? Don't you remember that?
It was 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so don't you? So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're now going to override. We did it already. That's the law, an orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts.
I'm still confused.
Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And
then I'll tell you what you mean.
Parents are still confused as well. The schools
in
New York City
tomorrow. You're confused.
No, I think parents are very confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
But, Governor, following Jimmy's question, are the schools going to be open tomorrow?
The schools are open by state law.
Will they be open tomorrow? That's the question. I think Jimmy's correct in asking that question. I don't think it's obnoxious at all.
Well, I don't really care what you think.
It's a shame that such an anticipated briefing had to turn sideways and be a perceived attack on a region and then a reporter. Some thoughts in a moment, but first...
I mean, I thought it was complete nonsense, to be perfectly frank.
Dottie Gallagher is president and CEO of the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership.
I've supported the governor's leadership around COVID completely, and, you know, the New York State has done a good job, but I thought that comment was really, you know, out of hand and not accurate. I can tell you, certainly, and we all are here. We all lived it. We all saw the seriousness of it. We saw what was happening in New York City and in our own community, and we took it very seriously. So, you know, we had great leadership from the county in terms of keeping the public informed, and, you know, I felt the comment was very off base.
Dr. Tom Russo, too, weighing in and a little bit put off by the governor's comments. Russo, at the Jacobs School of Medicine, thinks the governor's comments overlook some medical input, too. The fact downstate was so ravaged early on in the pandemic also means a large portion of that population was exposed to the virus, going toward that overall herd immunity theme.
Let's say we have a room of 100 people, a party of 100 people, and the virus shows up. Let's say downstate, because they've had many more infections, 2 to 3-fold more than we've had here in Western New York, 30 people in that room already been infected and have protection. So when the virus is going around looking for people to infect, it's going to have a lower number of individuals to infect than, say, if that party occurs here in Western New York, where only 10 or 15 of those individuals in the room have had protection from prior infection. And so, you know, our behavior may be a factor, but everything being equal in terms of behavior and mask usage, if we've already had more people that have been infected and have natural immunity, then the infection rate, of course, is going to be lower. And I think that's something that at least he didn't acknowledge yesterday. Perhaps he was really trying to, you know, make an extreme point to try to get us with a shift in our behavior. It's hard to say. But I agree with that, and I think that's a contributing factor, and that's been occurring all along. We sort of saw these upward ticks, you know, during the late summer and fall as well, and talked about it at that time.
But there is this thinking. I've called into question other public officials who have had briefings and press availabilities where it feels like the public is being scolded, talked down to from their elected leaders. It's not their place, right? Yes, they have some tough spots to navigate us through, but in doing so should be helping us both emotionally and physically digest some of these difficult times. It never ends well when we simply tell someone to do something, right? And do so in such certain terms with the phrase "or else" tossed in along the way. It doesn't work with your kids. It doesn't work at work, of course. And it doesn't work in these situations either. Whether it's President Trump, Governor Cuomo, County Executive Mark Poloncarz, the dog catcher, public officials need to have some empathy and ability to help us understand for the greater good. They're not elected to lecture or preach. They're elected to lead. There's a lot of leading to be done, right? As we continue to navigate our way through orange, hopefully back to yellow, and eventually back to normal.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.